Today's New Testament reading is the second epistle to the Corinthians, the 8th chapter. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urged Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. And in this matter I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. So finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have done. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same earnest care I have for you. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he is going to you of his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching of the gospel. And not only that, but he has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this act of grace that is being ministered by us, for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our goodwill. We take this course so that no one should blame us about this generous gift that is being administered by us. For we aim at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. And with them we are sending our brother whom we have often tested and found earnest in many matters, but who is now more earnest than ever because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for your benefit. And as for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. So give proof before the churches of your love and of our boasting about you, to these men. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Michael Erickson from Zion Lutheran Church in Pampa, Texas.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's reading is about generous giving. Here, Paul seeks to show the congregation at Corinth an example of this kind of generosity that he witnessed in the congregations of Macedonia. Paul was seeking funds to help the poor and needy saints back in Jerusalem. The amazing thing about the churches in Macedonia was that their coffers were not overflowing with gold and silver. These churches were poor. They didn't have a lot. But even in their severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy showed forth. How does Paul say it? They overflowed in a wealth of generosity. This wonderful generosity was given according to their means, even above their means. In fact, these churches of long ago were so enthused to give an offering that they were begging Paul for the favor to bring relief to the saints in Jerusalem. Paul is exhorting the Corinthians to share in this act of grace, this giving, not as a command or out of guilt, but to follow their outpouring of generosity. We too, as God's people, are encouraged and exhorted to find joy and blessing in giving. There is joy in a Christian's duty to support the preaching of the gospel and giving to your church. There is joy in being generous to those in need. Giving all comes from the bounty that the Lord has provided. More bounty, more to give. Less bounty, less to give. So what about your attitude toward giving? Are you so eager as to be like the Macedonian churches and beg to take up an offering? Our sinful nature comes out, doesn't it? We can be so miserly. We can be so selfish, letting all our stuff and possessions rule our lives and consume our attention, keeping all my money for myself, like the man who built bigger barns, all for himself. Repent. God desires that we share the bounty he has so graciously poured out upon us. And what Paul does so masterfully in his letter is that he brings the Corinthians and us to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells them, "You know of his grace, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich." This is what we call the great exchange. Our Lord Jesus took on flesh. God became man and broke into our world and lived among us and became poor. Jesus had no home, no 401k, no mutual funds in his portfolio, no stored up wealth on this earth. Yet he gives us, out of pure grace, true and lasting riches of his kingdom. The most valuable and priceless treasures one could possess, Jesus won for you through his suffering, death, and resurrection, and that is peace with God. For Christ took upon himself all of your sins and all of your guilt, all the times you've been selfish, all your faults, and answered for them all on Calvary. Jesus took the punishment that you and I deserve, and thus he gives you his righteousness and holiness. And you receive this gift of salvation in his rich outpouring of his gifts through faith when you were baptized, when holy absolution reaches your ears, and when you kneel at the rail to partake of his body and blood. The gifts abound in Christ, and they are free. It cost him everything and us nothing. It is not our giving or anything we do that merits salvation. Only Jesus wins that for us. And this he does, giving you his rich and everlasting grace. The Lord is all about giving. It is all for you. The Lord is so generous, and we receive eternal wealth in him. Amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Erickson from Zion Lutheran Church in Pampa, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.